We are doing the Ramban's drashah, the Ramban's work, Torah Hashem Tmima, speaking about how the Torah is whole. And we had seen last time that the Ramban said that one of the fundamentals of Jewish belief is that everything that occurs around us is miraculous. That there is no such concept as nature and minhago shel olam. That this is just the way the world works. One of the fundamentals of the Torah is that we recognize that what's happening around us is being controlled. So when something extraordinary happens, we call it a miracle. But really, even the ordinary, the fact that things around us are functioning the way they do, is controlled by God, and you could call that a miracle as well, says the Ramban. And now we're holding at the bottom of page Kuf Nun Gimel in the Musad Rav Kook edition. Klalo shel davar, the general rule, ki chol yehudei haTorah shel rabim, letova o lera'a, that all the different promises of the Torah says, if the masses do good, then things will be good for them. If they do bad, things will be bad for them. Kulam, all of these promises of the Torah, nisim omdim umoftim kayamim. There are standing miracles and there are standing extraordinary things within nature. Velachen piret otam ha'el batorah kasher ani atid leve'er be'ezrat Hashem. And that's why God specified them in the Torah, as I will explain. Lachen amar ha'katuv, that's why the Torah says, v'ayu v'cha le'ot ul'mofet u'v'zaracha ad olam. They will be for a sign among you and your children forever. V'katuv in the verse says, v'ra'u chol amei ha'aretz, all the nations of the land will see, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, that God's name is called upon you, v'yar'u mimecha, and they will fear you, k'mo, they will learn from you to be God-fearing, k'mo, like the verse says, Elokei ha'ivrim nikra aleinu, the God of the Hebrews came and called us. Tzaro shel davar, in short, says the Ramban, lefi she'meolam lo yitpalel adam la'kadosh baruch hu. Because historically, man never prayed to God, she'iten lo tova o she'yatzilenu mera'a, that God should make things good for him or save him from something bad. Ve'lo kilel et oivo bashem, ad she'emin benisim kulam ka'asher amarti, nor did a person curse his enemy and use God's name, God should damn you. Person wouldn't say that unless he really believed that God is running the show, that even the things that are happening around us are controlled by God, and we might say that everything is a form of a miracle. Because all of God's actions, so to speak, are done through changing the way nature functions, not in any other way, that God, so to speak, made famous that he can change the nature of the world. For example, when God split the sea, and here, when a person tells someone else, God should curse you. So what's he saying? He's saying, I know that God split the sea for the Jewish people, and he controls nature. By the same token, he's controlling what's happening within nature. So you should make your stocks go down. It's not necessarily a miracle that we see, but when we curse, when a person will curse someone else or bless someone else using God's name, what he's in essence saying is, I recognize that just like God did those miracles, he's also controlling what we call nature. And therefore, I want him within nature, within what we call nature, which the Ramban is stressing is not necessarily, is just the hand of God that we are accustomed to. So within that, God should punish a person or bless a person. And within what we call nature, it's just miracles that are not famous because they are hidden. And a person doesn't know that so-and-so, he got sick, and he was cured, and the reason he got cured in heavens was because he did a certain act of kindness. He gave charity. And so-and-so, who had a heart attack, walking one bright day in the, in the middle of nowhere, he had a heart attack, is really because he sinned, he ate chilev. You can't know that. Ela shaya hakol b'shaveh. It seems like everything's equal, and nature just strikes randomly. This one suddenly dies, this one suddenly lives. Al ken nitma min Rambam zal shehu megareh hanisim u'magbir hateva. And therefore, says the Ramban, we have to wonder about the Rambam, who seems to detract from the miracles and add to the strength of nature. Ve'omer she'en hanisim umdim ela lefi sha'ahim. The Rambam says miracles are temporary things. There are temporary breaches of nature. There's nature, and then God's intervention, which is a miracle. Ve'elu kulam moftim umdim v'kayamim. And says the Ramban, really, what we're saying is that these are all persistent miracles. And he too admitted to this concept. He wrote it in his letter about the resurrection of the dead, that the things that we're accustomed to are just miracles that are consistent miracles. The fact that we wake up in the morning, we open our eyes, our heart is beating, everything that we're accustomed to in this world is a form of a miracle that we've come accustomed to. What? V'in ken, if so, says the Ramban, lama amar kol ha-pasuk v'aryecha bakar yochal tevin? Why do we need the verse that says that there'll come a time when the lion will graze and eat hay? If the what? Tevin is hay.
Okay.
So here the Rambam takes that verse, and the Rambam says that verse can't be taken literally. What does it mean? The lion's gonna stop eating other animals? So the Rambam says that verse can't be taken literally. And the Ramban is taking issue with the Rambam. He's saying, why does the Rambam say that? If he agrees that even the fact that the lion consumes other animals is currently a miracle, it's just a miracle we're accustomed to, so we call it nature, so then why shouldn't it change?
But I cannot be accustomed to this because it's so cruel in this world. All this one killing another, all violence, all death, life and death, it's so hard. Why it is so? If it is from God...
That's a different question.
Kindness, unlimited love.
It's a fair question. Why does God create it so that animals literally have to consume one another?
Yeah.
It's a good question. We'll have to wait with that. But what the Ramban is saying is, if the Rambam in essence agrees that even what we're accustomed to, what we call nature, is really God-controlled, so then why does he take issue with the verse that says that the nature will change, that the lion too will eat hay? Ata re'una keilot Yisrael, haya'ale al da'atchem she'ha'ayeh bazman hazeh rasha. Listen, O masses of Israel, can you entertain the thought that the lion today is considered wicked for consuming other animals? And that the verse is saying, the lion will do tshuva, he will repent from his evil ways. Ve'akirat boro, he'll recognize who is his creator. Ve'imna min ha-teref. And then he'll do tshuva and he'll stop devouring other animals. Ki kvar k'tiv ba'avtachot, ve'ishbati chaya ra'a min ha-aretz. You see that in the promises, where God promises us that things will work in the land of Israel, you see God says, there won't be wild animals in the land. So now the Ramban is starting to answer the Rambam. The Rambam said, how could you say that pasuk is meant to be understood literally? Is the lion really doing something wrong when he's consuming other animals? That's the nature God created in the lion. So why does the verse say when Mashiach is going to come, so the lion will suddenly eat hay? What the lion do wrong? Is he doing something wrong today that he's not eating hay? That's the way God created him. So when Mashiach comes, what does he have to do tshuva for? He didn't do anything wrong. This is the way God created him, so this is the way he could continue being. If God saw fit to have a world where lions consume other animals, so then why does that have to change when the Mashiach comes? What's the lion doing wrong that he's eating other animals? So the Ramban says,
how was it from Bereshit? How was it in Gan Eden? Was there the predators? Were eating only fruits, maybe? Maybe it is all the symptoms of sin of Adam. Even for the earth was caused, land was caused, and all this nature.
Maybe. It could be that that would be part of the machloket Rambam Ramban. That could be. I don't know.
And
I think Rav Tzadok HaKohen.
To Gan Eden when it's aligned. It's like returning to Bereshit.
Okay, so that's where the Ramban is headed. The Ramban is going to say that. The Rambam refuses to accept that. The Ramban says, if you agree with me that even nature is really a form of a miracle, so then why does nature have to remain consistent? Now it's consistent. Then it will change. So says the Ramban. Ata re'una ki... we just read that. Ki kvar ktiv ba'avtachot. You see that in the promises, God says, when you come to the land of Israel, you do what you're supposed to do. Vishbati chaya ra min haaretz. Then I'll make it that the bad animals will become extinct from your land. There won't be wild animals coming and hurting people in the land of Israel when you do what you're supposed to do. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'aviran min ha'olam. Rabbi Yehuda says God will make them become extinct from the world. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ma'aviran shelo yaziku. Rabbi Shimon says God will make it that they won't harm in that time. Rabbi Shimon says, when is it a time that God gets praised? Bizman she'en mazikin or bizman she'yesh mazikin ve'en mazikin. What's a greater praise for God? At a time where there are no animals that do harm, that all the snakes become extinct, or at a time where you have snakes and the snakes don't harm. You can walk right near a snake and it won't bite you. Which one is a greater praise for God? And so too the verse says, the song of praise to the day of Sabbath, to the one that causes the harmful ones to cease from the world. Not that they cease to exist, but that they cease to harm. And so too the verse says, a wolf will live together with a sheep. And the verse says, a babe will be able to toy around over the whole of a python. Melamed shetinok miYisrael atid liot moshit etzbao letoch galgal enosh tzifoni. Our sages say it means that a Jewish baby will be able to stick his finger into the eye of this tremendously venomous snake, and it won't harm. Zui baita shnuya besifra. That's what our sages taught us in the sifra. Velo eskimu akilot. And whether we'll say like Rabbi Yehuda or we'll say like Rabbi Shimon, whichever way you want to go. What the Ramban is saying in that line is he's going back on what the Rambam said. The Rambam said, listen, Kilot Yisrael. He quoted the verse about the lion eating hay. And then he said, Atarunah Kilot Yisrael. Now look here, you congregations of Israel. Look and see, does it make sense that the lion is called a sinner today, that he doesn't eat hay, that he consumes other animals? So the Ramban says, but this is what we have on tradition, that the nature will change, that the animals will become docile, they won't be harmful. And says the Ramban, "Velo hiskimu akilot leakra," and the congregations, the masses that the Rambam addressed and said, "Listen up, congregations of Israel, do you really think the lion is a sinner today that he's consuming other animals?" Well, the congregations didn't agree to uproot this brisa. This is the tradition we have, and this is what we're sticking to. That you go like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Shimon, either that the animals will become extinct or that their nature will change. Pasuk v'ayecha bakar yochal teven kipshuto. The verse that says there'll be a time when the lion will eat hay like the cattle is left with its understanding to be understood literally, that the lion's nature will change. Ki batorah piresh lefi sheYisrael hem sheovdim et boram velo shar haumot. Because in the Torah, God explained, because the Jews will serve their Creator and not anyone else, k'tiv, so God promises, v'ishbaticha yara amina aretz. I will make it that the wild animals become extinct from the land, klomar me'eretz Yisrael, meaning from the land of Israel. V'ledat Rabbi Shimon mashbito shelo yaziku b'chol eretz Yisrael k'mo b'Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that God makes them extinct from harming throughout the land of Israel, just like in Jerusalem, k'mo shamu, like our sages said, that they said in their times, in the times of the Mishnah, they said, we've never heard of anyone being hurt by a snake or a scorpion in Jerusalem. There's special protection in Jerusalem, people don't get harmed. So Rabbi Shimon says that this special protection will expand over the whole land of Israel, that the wild animals won't be harmful there. And in the days of the Messiah, that about those days the verse says, כי אז אפוח לעמים שפה ברורה לקרוא כולם בשם השם לעובדו שכם אחד. Then I will call out to the nations in a clear language to call them all in the name of God to serve Him in unison. משביטן מן העולם. So then if the whole world is on that level that they're serving God, so then God makes these wild animals extinct from the world. ועל זה אמר בברית הזו, and about this it says in this ברייסה, וכן הוא אומר מזמור של יום השבת. The Brisa concludes, as we saw, by quoting the song for the day of Sabbath. And so too the verse says, the wolf will live peacefully with the sheep. The Brisa said in the end, from here we see that there'll be a time where a Jewish baby will be able to stick his finger into the eye of the most poisonous snake and it won't harm him. He brought a proof to what will be in the days of the Messiah from the verses of the blessings of Israel. Lefi sheshnei hazmanim shavim, because the two times are equated. Ze ba'aretz v'ze b'chol olam. God says, the psukim of the blessings, when you live up to what you're supposed to do, people of Israel, this is the blessing that will be in the land of Israel. When the whole world reaches the point that they're doing what they're supposed to do, that's the time of the Mashiach, then the whole world will be like that blessing for the land of Israel, that there will be no harm done by the wild animals. And so it seems, ki mechet adam harishon haya hatoref. Exactly what you said, Asher Chaim. That from the sin of Adam harishon came the decree that animals should really consume one another. This concept that animals are carnivores was an evolvement of the sin of Adam harishon. Dichtiv, as the verse says, you snake. What does the verse say? Arur ata mikol habeima umikol chayat hasadeh. You are cursed from all the animals and the wild animals of the field. Al gechoncha telech v'afar tochal kol yemei chayecha. You will slither on your stomach and eat dust throughout your life. Ve'eva ashit. And I will place enmity, hatred, beinecha uvein ha'isha, between you and the woman. Uvein zaracha uvein zara, and between your offsprings, your seed and her seed. Hu yeshufecha rosh, he will smash you in the head. Vata teshufenu akev, and you'll try to smash him in the heel. Hine sheino noshech ba'akev ela mipnei haiva hazot. You see that the verse that states there'll be enmity between man and the snake teaches us that the snake only bites at the heel because of this hatred that God implanted in the snake's nature. And so too, all other animals. But, ve'ulai, says the Ramban, and maybe, they wouldn't gore one another, till Adam sinned, that the land was cursed because of Adam, and that curse will be undone in the days of the Mashiach, Kasher azkir be'ezer aburez, I will mention with God's help. So what you said earlier is exactly what the Ramban is saying here. He's saying maybe. He's not convinced. And he's saying maybe the nature changed when Adam sinned. Let's just read the next four lines just to conclude the thought. Hine yatzanu me'at mima she'inu bo. The Ramban says we've digressed a little bit. Aval kvar nitbarer, but we've already explained. Ki hanisim hamfursamim morim al hachidush, that the famous miracles, they allude to the fact that God created the world. So that's why he controls the world and he made miracles. And that God knows what's going on in the world. He knows the details of our lives. And God watches over what's happening here. And the last point that the Rambam said, the hidden miracles, that nature is really a series of miracles. God is controlling the world. And even what we become accustomed to, what we call nature, is really God's controlling what's happening down here. Ledat kol ma'amin be'onesh ha'averot u'v'schar ha'mitzvot, that everyone, we should know. What do we know? So the Ramban said, we've clarified that there are miracles, which point to the fact that God created the world, and to the fact that God knows what's going on here and watches over them, and that nature is just hidden miracles. And ledat kol ma'amin be'onesh ha'averot u'v'schar ha'mitzvot, and that anyone who believes should know that there's going to be punishment for sins and wages for mitzvot. Veladat kol mitpalel vechol nosei nav lashamayim. And anyone who prays and lifts his eyes to heaven knows, kulam modim al achidush v'al haidi'a v'ashgacha hoda'a amitit. They all, in doing so, the fact that we believe in punishment or the fact that we pray, all stems from the fact that we really believe in the fact that God created the world. He knows what's going on in the world. He's watching over what's going on in the world. Ela she nisteret. The only thing is that God hides the fact that he's running the world. Vehem shalosh mosdot haTorah. And these are the three fundamentals of the Torah. That God created the world, he knows what's going on in the world, and he's watching over what's happening here. So the Ramban says, all of this is derived. These are all corollaries of the great miracles. The great miracles that we keep recounting, they allude to all the other concepts.
Whoa.